Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and way up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, all the way back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, by the way, I will say this. You hear this show every day, and when we go to break, you hear the ads. And just please understand, Right Side Radio, we are a separate business. We are a standalone entity. We are not owned by the stations that we're on. And the way that we survive as a business like any other business is by developing the kind of revenue it takes to run a business. And one of the ways we do that is by selling advertising. If you want to advertise on this show, if you hear us talking, you're like, man, that's where I want to be. I identify with those guys. They speak my language. They sound just like me. Well, listen, that's too easy to fix. We would love to have you on the advertising team. And the way to do that is not to call the station, is to contact us directly. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. All our stuff's on there, to include an advertising tab. You click on it, give us a call. Send us a message. We will get in touch with you right away. And we would love to have you on the team. So, yeah, you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, rightsideradio.org. We'll hook you up. All right, I'm at number two of the Triple Dipper. Haters gonna hate. There's an organization based in Alabama that is the purveyor of hate. It basically finds hate under every rock. And it used to be an organization that did good back in the day. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center, based out of Montgomery. If you haven't heard of it, let me tell you what, everybody in government has heard of it. Why? Because they're now the go-to. They are the ones. If they say you're a hate group, then the FBI is going to believe it. I mean, I've got stories in my stack right here of the FBI relying upon the SPLC's list of designated hate groups to determine who to, you know, focus their attention on, to include Catholics. And I mean, the whole thing is kind of nutty when you get down to it. This is a highly liberal, biased organization. So you might imagine that, oh, I don't know, liberal groups or radicals, they don't wind up getting branded as hate groups. How does that work out? Well, you may recall this. A few years back, the Family Research Council, which is a national Christian conservative organization that advocates for strong families, is pro-life, all of that, they were listed by the SPLC as a hate group. And so what happened? A left-wing nut job, relying upon their list, went to the FRC headquarters and shot up the lobby. And we're lucky that it didn't get more tragic than it was. But how about this? Story from the New York Post, dated March 6th of this year. So just a couple months ago. It points out that the Southern Poverty Law Center decided it would not list Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. Why? Pray tell, why? Well, because, you know, the threat of lethal violence from Antifa pales in comparison to that posed by far-right extremists. These are not serious people. The organization that does not view Antifa as a domestic terrorist is an organization that has really kind of lost its way. And yet that's what they stand for. The Family Research Council is a hate group. But Antifa, well, no. They're an organization that, you know, has broad community-based support. Really? Well, you may want to know that as of just yesterday, the SPLC has come out with its brand spanking new hate list for the year. They even designate what they call a hate map. You can go take a look at the map, and you can see all the dots on it. Where are these groups based? Who are they? What do they do? It's interactive. You can click on it. You can find their names. Kind of interesting when you look at the fact that the hate map hadn't come out this year. Why would that be? Well, it didn't come out till late in the year. Is something going on? Maybe they've changed their way. Well, they've gone through their own internal scandals. It turns out that allegations of racism and sexual harassment inside the staffing of SPLC kind of rocked their world in the last year. Maybe they got off to a slow start. But their list came out yesterday. National Review says, we were wondering where that list was. Picked it up here on Fox News. Story came out last night. The new hate group has parental groups that are concerned about education listed as hate and extremist groups. Kid you not. New report from the Southern Poverty Law Center, according to Fox News, lists some parents' rights organizations as hate and anti-government groups on the same list as neo-Nazis and the KKK. These are not serious people. The SPLC appeared to change their infamous hate map to now be a map of hate and anti-government groups. Okay. They went from having 733 hate groups in 2021 to now they have 1,225 hate and anti-government extremist groups in their in their report of the year 2022. Many of which, by the way, are focused on education. One of those is a group called Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty. That's a scary sounding group. Moms for Liberty, a Florida-based group with connections to the GOP. Oh, I don't know. They might be MAGA people. All I know is this. Moms for Liberty has been doing a great job of rallying parents and getting them to go to school board meetings and speak out when they're, things like, drag queen story hour in school libraries and pornographic books in school libraries and looking at why CRT is being taught in the schools. And the growth of groups like Moms for Liberty, it says here in the article, mirrored the similar rallying cries of people who were opposed to integration back in the day, says the SPLC. So they threw down the race card. Well, now it all makes sense. So all you moms out there who were thinking that you were on the right track going to speak to the school board about your concerns about your child's education, you didn't know you were racist. That's what we're looking at right now. Well, this almost sounds benign, like who's going to take this serious, right? Except that the FBI takes this serious. The FBI references the hate group list from the SPLC as a regular course of business. I'm not kidding. Here's one story from the Daily Caller. It came out yesterday. In this case, a former FBI agent by the name of Frank Figliuzzi. Frank Figliuzzi was on MSNBC. Well, there's a problem number one. Former FBI agent stressed the need for new laws to target conservatives critical of gender ideology during a Tuesday MSNBC appearance, citing a Southern Poverty Law Center report. Really? Former FBI agent Frank Figliuzzi argued for the need for comprehensive laws regarding domestic terrorism to address such matters, saying that, quote, far-right extremists have characterized domestic terror laws as attempts by the government to police our thoughts when the government's really just trying to prevent violence. It's all, we just want to keep the order. That's all it is. Well, is that why, a SWAT team shows up at the door of a pro-life protester who all he did was pray on the sidewalk? That's what we're talking about here. Is that why parents who spoke out at Virginia school board meetings were suddenly on the FBI's watch list? Really? Is that why Catholics were considered in an internal memorandum that was discovered through a Freedom of Information Act to be branded as potential radical terrorists, especially if they go to the more conservative versions of mass? Wow. Figliuzzi went on in this interview to say, let me give kudos to the SPLC for an extremely comprehensive, well-written, and well-packaged report. So I recommend everyone reading this that wants to become more familiar with what's happening around us all right now. Because the overall takeaway is that hate is becoming more entrenched. Hate has gone local. And the more local it goes, the more mainstream it becomes. What a load of crap. I mean, first of all, let me take this and go with it. If they're really concerned about hate and violence and extremism, maybe they should look inside their own ranks. I don't know if you remember this or not, but in March of this year, National Review, SPLC lawyer was among the dozens who were arrested for attacking cops at the new Atlanta training facility. What? Yes. Southern Poverty Law Center staff attorney Thomas Juergens was among the dozens of rioters who was arrested following a violent attack on police at the proposed site of the new Atlanta Police Foundation's training facility a few miles south of the city. The organization confirmed that Juergens was listed on Monday, or was arrested on Monday, casting blame on local law enforcement. So the SPLC's version of the events is not to say, you know what, he is no longer working for us. This is an internal matter. We'll review it. They didn't say anything like that. They turned it back on the police. Here's their quote. This is part of a months-long escalation of policing tactics against protesters and observers who oppose the destruction of the forest to build a training facility. Really? That's where they went. They were supporting the eco-terrorist groups who were attacking police because the police are building a new training facility to help them learn better how to police the streets of Atlanta. And the SPLC has a lawyer who was arrested in the violent protest, and their response to the entire thing is, seems to me the police are coming down rather heavy-handed. Really? Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, the SPLC, it's amazing how far they've gone. It's amazing how far down they have gone since the time of their inception. And if you go online right now, you'll find things like, here's one from CBN, Christian Broadcasting News. SPLC hate map under fire. This is last month, 2 weeks ago. SPLC hate map under fire after the FBI used it. Catholic journalists warn of a plan now to silence people. Wow. This is what I was talking about. They got to watch out for what the memorandum called radical traditionalist Catholics and white nationalists. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, it's at every turn, the SPLC hate map becomes less and less reliable, and yet the FBI relies upon it to tell them who to focus their attention on. Meantime, there's actually a lawsuit. There's a lawsuit right now. A lawsuit right now against the SPLC by an organization that has been able to get past the usual dispositive motions at the beginning of a case. And he's in discovery right now. It's a guy named D.A. King who has an organization called the Dustin Inman Society over in Atlanta area, and their specialty is pushing back against illegal immigration. And they were branded a hate group by the SPLC. After the SPLC had said in print just a couple of years prior that they were not a hate group. And oh, by the way, it happened right after the SPLC had hired a lobbyist with the millions and millions and millions of dollars they have in reserve, and hired a lobbyist to help work against a bill that this guy, D.A. King, was working on. And the internal whistleblower report that accompanies this is pretty amazing. As a guy who's a former employee of the SPLC said, really, at the SPLC, we called it making hate pay. It was hard for many of us not to feel like we'd become pawns in what was, in many respects, a highly profitable scam. SPLC, by the way, I have read up, has got more money in offshore accounts than, I don't know, name a billionaire. But I'm just telling you, they've got huge tranches of money setting aside, giving them the resources they need to buy the media and to put out hate group lists that have no bearing on reality. And the latest is, as of yesterday, Moms for Liberty, Fighting for Education, is now a hate group by the SPLC. They better go ahead and lawyer up, because I'm telling you, more suits are coming. All right, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. Coming up top of the hour, we switch to the Grand Council with my brethren, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned for that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid Conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. So, hey, listen, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's also a call-in line. So if you want to call in or text in on something we've been talking about, I got a great text a minute ago from Sean from Owens Crossroads. He says, when I was an anti-terrorism officer, so I'm assuming, Sean, that you were with the FBI. He says, when I was an anti-terrorism officer, we used the SPLC to help identify groups in our local area. The Joint Terrorism Task Force would use them as a reference back then. He said, the hate map is aptly named because they're demonstrating hate towards our country. And I asked him to clarify who he was talking about. He said, the SPLC is hating our country. So they named their map after their belief system. He says, I'm being flippant. But he said, basically that's the deal. Well, that's interesting. And that's also confirmation. I'm telling you, the SPLC has somehow wormed their way into the brains of people that matter. And when you start seeing things like the FBI relies upon the SPLC to give them the list of, you know, who's a hate group, and then they won't put Antifa on, but they will put on a group of moms who want to go speak to school boards. What's that tell you? A little bias, maybe? Not much. What else have I got in the text line over here? Casey, we call her Junebug from Hartzell. She says, honestly, I should not complain because I'm not willing to surrender my time to run a campaign to serve an office. However, it's disheartening to realize that some of the members of Congress we've come to trust as staunch conservatives are caving on critical issues. Prayers and wisdom and courage are in order for our elected officials. Yes, ma'am. You are correct. And by the way, when you say members of Congress, we're talking about the state legislature earlier. But all that to say, I totally agree with you, Casey. It's called standing on. And my monologue yesterday was about why it's important that they stand on principle. Brandy from Owens Crossroads. Brandy says, so very disappointed about House Bill 298. I could never figure out why that's not a thing that's already on, rather than must be turned on to protect our kids. Talking about that that filter on your phones. Sean from Owens Crossroads texted back in and clarified he was an Air Force anti-terrorism officer. Wow, so our military is using it. Hey, thanks, Sean. Appreciate your service. John from Huntsville says, Phil, there's a lot of haters out there, but who in their right mind could ever hate Right Side Radio? Thank you, John. Appreciate you, man, as always. What else we got here? Scrolling on down the line, JT from Lacey Springs says, a blue politician creating and promoting red ideas and values. Miracles do exist. Indeed. Indeed they do, my friend. Have I got a caller on the line? I do. Is that Sparky? Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, Spark?
Hey, Bill. Good to hear your show today.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, on the topic of the Southern Poverty Law Center, aided by the news media and this far-left socialist government, decreeing who is a hate group and condemning moms and parents for being concerned about what kind of nonsense and vulgarities are being shoved in front of their kids. I mean, this is just turning into a totalitarian state between the news media and the government's inclinations. You were talking about yesterday, the ESG. You've got a government now telling everybody, clarifying for you that which is virtuous, right?
Yeah.
Believing and thinking a certain way under the banner of ESG, and then making it mandatory and taxing the crap out of you if you don't toe the line on what this government says is virtuous, never mind everything you believe in your heart of hearts as a taxpaying, wage-earning American, virtuous is vilified. It's insane, and it's absolutely the slippery slope to a totalitarian dictatorship.
No, you're spot on, man. And it's hard to fathom that members of our government, and we got about 30 seconds here left, so I apologize, I don't have much time, Spark, but it's amazing to me that we have this level of liberal vitriol from an organization that is funded on promoting hate, being relied upon to help people understand what hate is. That to me is just a recipe for disaster. It'd almost be a comedy, but it's more like a Greek tragedy. But hey, Sparky, we got to run, brother. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, see ya. So he's absolutely right. It's bordering on, a totalitarian state when they can decide for you what is virtuous. What a great way of phrasing it. When they can tell you what's virtuous, it's like a whole different world. The government gets to pick the winners and the losers at that point. All right, listen, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. We'll be on with the Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.